Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 325. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Go Patriots!
Yeah. And Jeff.
Play poker with me, Tony!
And Pete is here as well.
I don't watch football.
What? Pete, you're banned from football. The podcast. You're
okay. Out. I'm going to go to bed now.
No, come back. And Fozzie is kind of here. Maybe.
Hello?
Yes, there he is, right there.
Hello?
Back there.
In the other room. Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, Jesus.
Looks like he smashed his mom.
Jesus, what is going on?
My boxes.
Hey, Fozzie, that's a
hello.
Looking
at. Oh, my God.
Is wearing a head. It's a miracle. But his head's
his
upside down.
Jesus. It's a very big eyeball.
My Vive.
I
could wear my Vive headset and watch the future happen.
Hey, look, it's his crotch. Hey, Fozzie's crotch.
Okay.
There's Fozzie's dog. Yeah, so Tony and I tried to do a podcast last week while playing Battlefield 4.
Oh, yeah, how did that go?
Not well.
Not well. Okay. No, it didn't go well.
You guys all just too distracted?
It's really hard. Battlefield, I mean, we probably could have done it with a different game, but Battlefield was not a good game to try that with.
Poker might have worked.
Right. This you have to be, like, too focused, and you're, like, always talking about what's going on as opposed to, you know.
Yeah, it's like, which point are you going to? And then Walt just joined us, and... Walt's not invited, but it was just like we were struggling anyway to keep it together. But
I gave up at some point. I'm just going to play Battlefield and see what happens.
But there is a video out there of that, so you can watch me play Battlefield poorly. And there's a great spot about halfway through where Walter sees a helicopter and he picks up the helicopter and then he immediately crashes it into a tower while Tony and I are running away from him. It just blows up right in front of us. But yeah, so we've been playing Battlefield 4 again. That's been fun.
Trying to get in the mood for Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
I will say I don't like how the servers are now. Like, I know they weren't like that at launch with all the private servers and trying to get into a match. Yeah. It's hard now. It wasn't hard before.
Well, we even got into – we actually got placed through through the matchmaking into an official DICE server. And I think there were, what, seven people on that
all,
server?
All on our team. All on our team. So it was 7-0.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised to hear that we did win that match.
Right. And I think we got 30,000 experience points.
It was great. It was definitely worth it. I've been having – when we actually got into matches, though, it was a lot of fun. I think there are a lot of people now hopping back in, like preparing themselves for Battlefield 1 like we are, like who haven't been playing Battlefield 4 this whole time. So the competition isn't completely out of this world. There are some absurd people. You'll see like pilots taking over points and – That kind of thing.
There's some people that are really good in that game, but EA is doing a very smart thing by, like, I think it was all last week, and they've been doing this on and off, where they're giving away all the DLC to Battlefield 4 for free.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and if you have, EA Access, you can get it all the time.
Yeah. It's all right there. It's real easy to hop into. You get all the DLC. You have access to all the servers and... it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, I haven't technically pre-ordered Battlefield 1 yet. I'm considering whether to go for one of the bigger editions.
Get the one with the season pass or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that too. So I think we'll be playing a lot of Battlefield 1.
Yeah. I think if I invest more money too, I'd be more willing to like invest time in it. Plus, I have faith that this time around it will work at launch. I didn't have that experience last time.
Yeah, I don't remember if Battlefield 4 had a beta, but Battlefield 3 did, and that was a friggin' dumpster fire.
Right.
And that launched like garbage. And then Battlefield 4, I don't remember a beta for
it. It did not. It did not have a beta, but it was also at a launch day on Xbox One.
Right, yeah. And it launched like crap.
Yeah, it launched well on the other, on the PS3 and the Xbox 360. It was fine, but they had huge issues. It was pretty obvious that they should have delayed the game until after console launch, which I think is why I didn't play it as much as I expected to. I was surprised, actually, when we started playing, how little I had played before. I'd only gotten in like 7-8 hours, given how much time I put in other Battlefield games, was really low.
With a game like that, that's hardly anything.
Right. But it's good. It's chaotic as ever. So much fun.
Yeah.
Everyone's dying. Everything loading.
Like, that is... And I think Battlefield 1 will probably be the same way. Although, I mean, we do play by ourselves for those games, but playing with a squad, it makes that game so much more enjoyable.
Oh, yes. That game is infinitely better if you're like, okay, come with me. Follow me.
Yeah.
I got your back.
So, I mean, Jeff, I believe, is getting it. Fozzie's probably going to get it. Walt's getting it. Don's probably getting it.
Yeah.
And then, Daxter is thinking about getting it on Xbox. He's actually thinking about buying an Xbox One to play it with us.
He should do that.
So we're going to have lots of people to play that game with.
Oh, yes.
Pete, since you have an Xbox One in your house, you should play it with us.
It's my dad's, and I just... I didn't like it when I played it at PAX, so...
You should have your dad play it with us.
Play with us. Play with us, Pete.
Maybe don't count on it.
But outside of Battlefield, I mean, there's been a couple new games that have come out. Tony, what have you been up to?
So you'd think that the obsessive nature of me and NBA 2K, that when that game came out last Friday, that I'd been playing that since it came out. But you'd be wrong, because a different game came out that same day, and I've been playing that obsessively instead. And that game is Mount & Blade Warband.
Okay. Well, what is Mount & Blade?
So basically, you are in a medieval world, and the game just basically puts you into the world, and you can walk around and do stuff. You can recruit troops. You can make a fief of your own and, like, build your own little empire. It's like a third-person melee combat game.
Okay.
Except you get to recruit people and have your own little army. You can give them orders to, like, charge or hold their position or whatever. So you're basically a commander of troops, but you're also fighting while the battle's going on. So there's a bunch of different aspects to it. You have your troops that you've recruited. As they fight, they gain experience. You can level them up and make them into better troops. You can buy them horses, and you have to buy food to feed your little army. And you go from city to city, and you can get missions and like go out and rescue somebody's daughter or fight off raiders or whatever it happens to be, escort a caravan. So it's kind of a big, it's hard to explain the game because it's a big meld of genres. It's like an RPG. It's a third person fighting game. It's like army simulator. There are some trading elements. You can like go from city to city and buy commodities and resell them in another city for a better price. So it's all these things thrown together. And the funny part is it's, despite all like the various elements, they all seem to be really well done, and the game is still like a budget title. It's only like $20. So you could tell by looking at the animations. I've got some videos. If you look to my Xbox One feed, the game is not the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your life, but it's definitely playable. It's definitely a lot of fun.
Huh. That does sound something different that we don't have on this system yet. So,
yeah, the series has been out for a long time on PC. I could never get into it on PC. It needed controller support, which it finally has. because I can't fight a melee combat game without a controller for some reason. It just doesn't work for me. But I have had a lot of fun. The other thing is that, and Chris, you will hate this, is there's a very lack of direction. There's no, you can get quests. You can go to a town and say, okay, what can I help you with? And they'll say, go fight these raiders or go negotiate this settlement with these people or whatever. Okay. But it's completely system generated. There's no actual quest structure. So you can spend a lot of time just doing whatever you want. If you feel like it, you could just start raiding peasants, attacking their villages, killing the farmers as they try to walk off to work, that kind of thing.
I could see myself just getting very frustrated by there's so much to do and I don't know where to go.
Right. I'm at a point now where I'm like, okay, I need to form a settlement because I need stable income and money so that I can start, building my empire. But
right
now I'm just kind of roaming around and doing whatever comes to mind.
Been playing anything else?
Let's see. I played a little bit of NBA 2K17. It still seems to have a lot of those story elements. I've been playing through the My Career mode.
Okay.
So there's still a really heavy story component to it. And lots of music this time. It's like a musical. I don't know why. I was playing the first game. So I'm right now, my character is a student at Georgetown University. And they started out with their Midnight Mania, their little student pep rally thing where they play an intra-squad game. And but before it, there's this 5 or 6 minute musical interlude.
It's weird.
I know. And it's not like they were playing the Georgetown fight song. They were playing a bunch of other stuff, and there was all these lights and flashing music and what you might expect at the beginning of if you've ever been to a basketball game.
Okay.
That kind of the lights and the pyrotechnics and the all that.
They're taking the court type stuff.
Right, for 2 minutes, and then it went into this weird, everyone in the stadium was singing, and I'm like, what the hell is happening right now?
Well, I'm sure you're going to be playing way more NBA 2K, is it 17 this year?
17, yes.
Yeah, so I'm sure that'll be coming back up again.
Oh, yes.
Jeff, you play anything?
I've been playing a whole hell of a lot of Prominence Poker on Xbox One.
Ah. The free poker game.
Yeah, pretty much every night I've been playing just a ton of it, man. And, I got a lot more money than Tony or Sean or anybody now.
Well, yeah, because we're not playing it anymore.
Uh-huh. Excuses.
I don't think I've played that game in a month.
It's great, dude.
Did you guys stop just... Or was it
I stopped because there were other games out. Okay. It's not that Prominent Poker is bad.
Ain't shit. Mountain Blade
Madden came out. NBA 2K came out. Mountain Blade Warband came out. Deus Ex came out. I'm like, all right, well, it was a nice run, Prominent Poker, but I got other stuff to play now.
Right. That's a game you can always come back to as well.
Right.
So. But yeah, I've been doing well on it. I think I have over 100,000 right now, and that's with, some big losses in there too. But generally, here's my main takeaway from Prominence Poker is I'm very good at beating people with fake money at poker. But I don't think that translates into anything.
People play differently with the fake money. They're a lot looser with it. They throw it around a lot.
Yeah.
I play way tighter when I play Prominence Poker than I play normally.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I know if I make a big hand, they're going to pay it off. So I just wait for my big hand.
You could do that, yeah. I also play around with the rhythm of it, where I'll get them thinking one way, and then I go another way, and then next thing you know, dude, there's been so many games where I've been I had the least amount of chips at the table, and I somehow claw my way out, and then all of a sudden when I'm on top, they're they don't know what to do with me anymore.
Right.
I don't know, I've had a lot of really fun games. It's not a really interesting way to talk about it here, but. You can check out some of my clips on Xbox Live. Some of them should be pretty awesome. Some of the hands I'm going to... But that's poker. It creates its own drama.
I will say, and I found this in real life poker too, if I'm playing in a tournament and I start the tournament by like losing a few hands, I play way better. Like, people judge you as a bad player.
Yeah.
You can get away with a lot more.
All right. I can give you one quick little story. Is I was playing a tournament last night, and it was like, I was the chip leader, right? And this guy bet $5,000 when like the big blind was like maybe $1,000, or no, I think it was probably like $500, right? So like this guy did a huge bet, and I was not paying attention. And I just called it thinking that it was just going to be like he bet like $100 or whatever, right?
Right.
And so I called it. I'm like, oh shit, and I lost. And so all of a sudden he was a huge chip leader. It came down at the end. Like I came back from last place and took him out at the very end. It was awesome. And then a lot of people assumed I was stupid at that point when I had made that bad call. Like, because I had nothing. Once the card showed, everyone was probably like, why would he call one third of his chips on this? Like, he had nothing, you know? And so it kind of worked in my favor at some point. But anyways, yeah, it's awesome. It's fun. It's poker.
You've been also playing Recore, though, or you finished Recore, right?
I played Recore until I didn't want to play Recore anymore.
Oh, that doesn't.
That's different from finishing it.
No, wait, no. Hear me out. I got to the final boss, and he was tough, and I figured I would have to go back and grind and do all the shit, and I did do that a little bit, and then I came back to the final boss, and he was still hard as fuck, and I was like, you know what? I'm not leaving this game with a sour taste in my mouth, so I just left it at that. Like, there's a final boss out there for me to kill, and I'll probably never kill him, but oh well.
But you had fun getting to that point.
That's the thing. Is like, I did enjoy myself with that game despite its faults, so I didn't want to grow to hate it because I was having a bad time at the final boss.
And you gave up just in time for the patch to come out fixing the loading times.
Oh, I did not hear about that.
Yeah, I think that's either happening today or tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's a huge problem with the game. All right. I enjoy the game quite a bit. I appreciate it as a type of game that we don't get that often. It's like a character action platformer type game, you know? Like, I don't know, like, you used to get shit like Sphinx and the Cursed Mummy back on PS2, and like, that kind of doesn't exist anymore, you know? It's like all indie games or huge blockbuster games, right? So it's cool to get something that was like kind of quirky and different. And I love kind of like, I love platformers, and, you know, this is that mixed with like, you know, action shooter type stuff. It's good time, but the game had two huge problems. One is the load times, and the other is it's way too short. So, like, while I enjoyed it, it's like a tough game to recommend wholeheartedly to people, especially because of the load times more than anything. Like, the load times were terrible. So
it worth a pickup at $20?
I mean, I think it's, yeah, absolutely. Like, I think it's, like, at the heart of it, like, it's something that's really fun and awesome. Like, really cool, like, dude, it's, like, awesome platforming mixed with action. It's fun. Like, I know it would be, like, your type of game, Chris. It's just, like, when you die, to have to wait 3 minutes for a tiny level to reload is kind of, like, super disruptive to the flow of the game and just having fun with it. You know what I mean? But you take that out, like, if they have actually fixed that, like, load times are probably the biggest problem. The fact that it's too short, I mean, I guess you could get over. They're selling it at a lower price, right? So,
right.
I guess that's okay, but it just feels like once you're really getting going and you're really, like, you know, deep into this game, it feels like, all right, it's over now. Like, I don't know. It feels like I needed, like, probably a good at least 5 more hours, like, of worth of content. But I like what's there. It's just too bad that didn't work out.
Yeah. I may try it.
It seems like a good game to buy when it's on sale for like $20.
I mean, yeah. It released on sale, essentially, in a way.
Yeah,
right?
It was 40 bucks. 40 bucks, right?
Well, but I mean, it never seemed like it was meant to be any more than that. I think a lot of people were surprised that it was that price.
I was when I first saw it. I thought it was going to be a full $60 title.
I think it's, like, you know, on a PS2, it would have been a full... I mean, I guess there wasn't anything but full retail releases, right? But
I think there used to be $40 budget titles.
They had those B-tier titles.
And that seems a lot like what this is. Like, this seems like if it would be a THQ game if...
Yes. That's
it would have been that. Much. But it probably wouldn't have had the load times that it has, and it probably would have been a little longer. Like, it, even then, you know what I mean? So that's the only thing that I think that really holds it back, because otherwise, it's, like, enjoyable, man. Like, when... Like, I'm pretty, like, confident in saying this, is, like, when Chris plays it, he will enjoy it. It's just... It's too bad it wasn't great, because it could have been... It's so close to being great.
Yeah.
But it's not.
I'm looking forward to getting to it at some point. So much to play right now, but... Not all of it good, but we'll
yeah.
Wait, not all of it good?
Well, not all of what I have played has been good, but we'll touch on that shortly. Pete, have you been playing anything new or?
Nah, like it's a super dry season. Ever since Deus Ex, ever since I finished
what? That, I'm just like, that's how I feel. That's how I feel, Peter. I've been playing old games.
Yeah, but I actually just
you
like
hate games. That's all I'm saying.
I loaded up Witcher 3 for, like, 15 minutes, and I was like, I don't want to play this. And then I I played Resident Evil 4 for, like, 45 minutes. That was fun.
This is like Candyland for sports games. It's like it is, Madden, NBA,
NHL. Just
NHL. Like,
who buys sports games at full price? You just don't do that.
I do.
I don't buy any games at NHL. Full price.
And right.
Like, yeah, it's just not the season because, like, Forza came out, and that was, like, the big thing. So I don't play racing games either.
Well, it's not out quite yet. It'll be out in, tomorrow if you buy the $100 version, and Tuesday if you want the regular retail version.
Oh, okay. I saw the review, so I just assumed that it was...
Yeah, no, Microsoft, I guess they knew they had a hit on their hands, so we're like, hey, go ahead. Send your reviews out now.
Yeah.
I imagine Gears reviews will be out the Tuesday before, like the week before that officially comes out too, because they're doing the same thing with that.
I'm starting to get excited for Gears now too.
Yeah, I'm...
No.
I hope the PC version
very
is
excited. Gears.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Give me that Horde 3.0.
Yes, that's what I want. I don't really, like, I'll play through the campaign. I definitely will, but I really want the Horde mode.
On that.
Is there connectivity? I forgot. Is there connectivity between the two versions?
Yes.
If I have it on PC, we can play Horde, if you guys have it on Xbox?
We can.
Very cool.
Ooh.
Competitive multiplayer, I don't think we can, but cooperative multiplayer, you can. So Horde and campaign co-op is all doable cross-platform. So yes, if you end up getting it on PC, we can.
I hope that it's good because, like, when they tried that experiment with
Quantum Break.
Break, thank you. I was going to say Leap, and I was like, that's the wrong one. I was going to say Break. Nope, not. I couldn't remember the title of that game. The PC version wasn't very good at first.
No, but that also wasn't part of their play anywhere. That was more like, hey, if you pre-order this, we'll give you the PC version as well. And the PC version just ended up being a kind of a shit show for the first month or so.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, that's cool.
Yeah. Fozzie, you still alive down there?
I don't know what that is.
Have you been playing anything?
Yeah.
We can't hear you.
What?
Well, we heard
what? I heard that. Just shout it.
It's very hard to hear.
This is wonderful podcasting.
This is the highlight. This is better than Fozzie in the elevator.
Are we live?
We are live. We kind of.
No, I mean, it's like if you left your mic and then went into the kitchen and then went to three houses over and then we're talking
and then called your house, like, and talked to the microphone through the phone.
And like someone set the telephone near your mic.
Oh, yes, we can hear you now.
It must be when I have my
mic. Oh, there it is.
There it is. Oh,
there it is.
Okay. Hello.
Whatever you just did, keep doing that.
Jesus.
My ball.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
No, it's far away again. You need to literally hold it to your face. Man.
So it must be coming from my vibe. That's weird. Okay, so hi.
Hello. Hi.
So look, here's the thing. So I've been playing this game called Moving Simulator 2K16. And it's been a blast.
What do you know about it?
Let me tell you. I know the whole lot. I know how to pack, how to unpack, all sorts of good stuff. Besides that, I've been playing some Hitman.
Hitman is great.
I think Hitman might be my game of the year. There might be a couple things in the fall that will come out and dethrone it, but man, it's really great. It's polished perfectly, and I hear they're going to come out like a season two. It's smart, like it's already there. It's already implemented. They can, you know, kind of just start it probably early next year. So I'm really looking forward to that. What else? I tried playing some Deus Ex. I didn't get too far into it, so I won't talk about that.
I couldn't get into Deus Ex either. For some reason, that game just did not.
I don't get it.
The game is fun.
I love Human Revolution.
Maybe I loved Human Revolution too. I played so much of that game, but for some reason, the new one,
it kind of turned me off. I don't know. Like the stealth in the beginning just didn't feel right. So maybe I just need to kind of put some more time into it. What else though? I've been playing some Madden a little bit.
Madden's really good.
It's been good. I really kind of like the highlight, like how you can sim really quick and do all those highlights and everything. I feel like
is that the
speeds up the pace? Yeah, the moments exactly, which is great. So, especially when I don't want to play games where, or what I'll do is like I'll do offense only instead of defense. Shit, what else have I been playing? You know, really, there's not that much. It's been kind of crazy over here. So, just a lot of Deus Ex. Yeah.
Have you been talking the whole time of, like, we've been recording this
show? No, I haven't.
All right. Just making sure.
Yeah. We're good. Okay. That's all I have on my end.
It would have been awesome if you were, like, talking to us and we heard none of it. Just saying.
Well, now I know. I need to keep it right here for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Too bad the viewers can't see this. This is gold right here.
No, they'll see it.
They'll
this goes online.
Everyone will see your nose. What is it? Yeah, so I played a little bit of NHL 17. Not as much as I want to. That's a hockey game. It's a good hockey game. It's probably all you guys really want to really care about it, so they've finally gotten that back to like the level it was on the 360 and PS3 three iterations. So I talked a little bit about this last week with Tony while we were blowing shit up in Battlefield, but I played Pac-Man Championship Edition 2.
I've heard it's not good. I've heard it's too different.
It's very different. It's not bad, but I am not compelled to play it. Like Championship Edition and Championship Edition DX, like I was like addicted to. Like I would go in and just like improve my times, like where to the point where I was actually very good at that game. I have no desire to do that with CE2. Like it's really weird. There are maps where you jump, like where there are like launch pads that shoot you across the map, but they seem random. Like, so it's hard where you would jump and then like you would think you would go in a straight line and hit to the other side. So you would think that's how you would map out your course. Sometimes this will shoot you diagonally across the map, and it's like it makes it really hard to be able to figure out the best line to collect your pellets and complete the map. And it's weird. You don't need to grab all the pellets sometimes to complete a map. You just need to get a percentage of them and then find the quickest way back to the fruit to get the fruit. Sometimes the fruit runs away. The bombs don't blow up the ghosts like they did in the last one, which was very beneficial because you could use Pac-Man and you could get going really fast. And if you got yourself in a spot, you hit the bomb button and the ghosts would all go back to the pen and you could continue on. So you would use your bomb strategically to allow you to continue your run. Whereas in this, it'll zoom you back to the starting point. So I don't really understand why they're bombs anymore. It's more like a warp button, but they're same, still called bombs. And then there are multiple trains of ghosts on like Championship Edition.
Stop fucking stamping at me and shit. Get on my fucking nerves.
CDX. In C and CDX, like you would get your train and you would get your power pellet and try and get it once. In C2, like there are multiple trains and when you hit them, you can only hit them from the front. You can't hit them from the side or from the back. When you hit them from the front, it then goes into like some weird cutscene animation. It's really strange. I haven't even played enough to unlock the adventure mode, and I don't know if I'm going to. So that was a huge disappointment for me, being a big fan of the original there. And what else we got? I played some of Destiny's Rise of Iron.
Why?
I like Destiny.
It's over. Shit's over.
It's not. There's still tons of people playing it.
I don't know. No, it's fine. I guess it's hard to follow something like Taken King.
King did a lot to revitalize. Like, it shifted a lot. It made Destiny what Destiny should have been at launch. It gave it a lot more personality. What I've played of Rise of Iron doesn't take away that personality, but it, like, the story, the characters they have are not as engaging as they were in Taken King. The missions are okay, like, but you're still on Earth. You are there's not even like a new real location. Like, at least Taken King brought you the Dreadnought, which is out by Saturn. This doesn't have, like, this just drops you into old Russia again, and there's like new missions there. And some new visual stuff as well, but it's not anything that's like, it's not anything like the Taken King. Like, it's just kind of more reskinned enemies that are the same. So now they're these Siva infected fallen, which is some sort of like bio tech disease that attacks things. And then you're going through some of the same locations. Like, the second mission took me back to the Cosmodrome, and I'm running around on Earth again. It's like, okay. I mean, they upped the light level to 380, so yay. If you want to chase down light levels, I just want to play like some cool missions and, you know, do a couple strikes with Don and stuff, which we'll probably do, and maybe we'll even run the raid. But, yeah, it's okay, but Destiny really still has some of the best shooting mechanics going. Like, it's still a fun game to get in there and shoot things with. But this is, does not seem like the super big jump that the Taken King did for year two. So, I guess that's about it. Do we got any news, Pete? There's not a lot. I
pulled three things.
All right.
And this is even scraping the bottom of the barrel. Let's see. One of them is not even really news. It's just something that's funny, I guess. That there was unlocalized Japanese dialogue in Shin Megami Tensei 4.
Oh my god, no.
Yeah. explain it. So there's a boss battle near the end of the game. It's a 3DS game. Near the end of the game, wasn't spotted by the QA team, Atlas explained, because the QA team never encountered those particular circumstances during that battle. So I guess it's not like, obviously, main story dialogue. It's like something the boss says in a particular, it's two lines of dialogue. Let's see.
That might just seem cooler when the boss just starts speaking a different language. You're like, damn, he's fucking serious.
Jeff, you're playing poker right now, aren't you? I just heard the music.
You heard nothing. I invited you at the beginning of this fucking podcast.
Did you? I was focused on the Patriots game.
So I guess the dialogue triggers while, like, if you're at a point where, like, a certain combination of characters are unconscious, or knocked out in the game and stuff, and so it's just like, yeah, they, like, A plus B didn't equal C when the QA people were doing this, so sorry, guys.
They didn't have access to the actual, like, all the dialogue in the code? And that, like,
I'm not sure.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean,
why are they doing this localization? Is that even...
Yeah, I mean,
that sounds like an excuse to me.
I mean, but that's the thing, is like it's two lines. It's not like a whole quest or something. It's just like it's two lines. Maybe it just got lost in the shuffle or something. And then when the QA guys looked at it, they just didn't see it.
Did the lines come out? Like, were they spoken? Like,
I don't think any of it's spoken. I think because it's a 3DS game, I think everything's just text based.
So they came out. Did they come out in Japanese characters? Like,
yeah.
I'm not okay.
Yup.
So the American player would be like, "What is this? I have no idea what they just said."
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, hey, that's real strange. But yeah, I guess they'll put out a patch that fixes it. So that's kind of random. Pokemon Company confirms that they're going to support the NX. Also, the sky is blue and grass is green. Yes.
We will release a game for the Nintendo's next mobile console.
Yeah.
Yes, we will. Or we will fold as a company and not exist anymore.
Let's see. Ishihara, the CEO, added weight to the rumor that the NX is a portable console hybrid, saying the NX is trying to change the concept of what it means to be a home console device or handheld, before adding, we will certainly be making games for the console. So, not news, just sort of more of like, hey, when are you fuckers going to talk about this game?
Yeah, like, because it's supposed to be coming out in March. Like,
yeah, they're running out of time. Like, at some point, it's just going to be like CES, and they're just going to be like, yep. Hey,
oh, here it is. Here's the console. Yeah. We forgot.
Sorry. 2 months.
You know. Here's a Nintendo Direct. I was pointing at it.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they haven't done that yet.
Like, we're directly pointing.
Honest to God, like, kind of shocked that a Nintendo Direct hasn't happened yet. But there's still plenty of time in the year where they could do it. I mean, it's not like they need to be... They don't need to necessarily work around a, like, event schedule, because they're not...
Right.
Doing anything, you know, like you know, they don't need to wait for E3 or Tokyo Game Show. It's just like whatever, you know, in the middle of October for no apparent reason.
Yeah, I just
the
really
day beforehand.
I just
want
to see it, man. I don't.
Yeah.
I understand they might not have a reason, but like, I'm dying to just not even see the console because we kind of have an idea what it is. I want to know what their launch lineup is like. They got something good, I'll be excited, but honestly, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like, I mean, launch lineup looks to be, like, what is it, Dance? What's the Ubisoft game?
Just Dance.
Just Dance, that one. Sonic, I think. But Sonic will be out before then, so... It's not necessarily, like, you know, that big of a deal. Zelda is after, they said, but very close to.
I would imagine that would be a launch title, or at least, you know, in that window, like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I thought they said it was a launch title, but I can't.
I almost think that it needs to be there. Like, they need one of their big, big franchises to be there. So.
Well, like, yeah. They need that, but, like, that's not enough for me. Like, it doesn't take much either. Give me a 3D Mario game, I'm in. Like, that's it doesn't take much.
I mean, you're more than likely to get the Zelda first before the Mario at this rate.
You give me a 3D Mario game, and I'm in as well, so...
But as for Zelda, like, I'll just get that on Wii U, honestly. Like, they have to show me something that I want.
Give me Smash Brothers, if I'm in. That's what I want.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up the Smash Brothers story.
Yeah.
Peter.
What is this Smash Brothers story?
Okay.
You were going to skip it.
No.
You thought I wasn't paying attention.
I'm tired.
What?
Jesus Christ.
There was a female...
What the fuck was that?
There was a female Smash Brothers player who released to the Smash Brothers community a manual on sexual consent.
Yeah, and sexual conduct, like, within the community and stuff.
Yeah.
And as one might imagine, the response was...
horrific,
you know,
I think.
As the game industry or, you know, males in general tend to respond to these kind of things. It was vile, to say the least.
Now, to be fair, this manual was released in response to a number of incidents in the community.
Some of that, there was a number of, like, high-profile incidents. So somebody felt the need to just, like, remind people.
Look, this is how you behave around women.
Don't be a total dick. you know, when it comes to being around the opposite sex, you know, you're supposed to, but
right,
yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, the Smash community, like, has always had, like, a huge chip on its shoulder because all the other fighting games have looked at it as, like, as the illegitimate child. Like, you don't belong here. You're not actually a part of this family. Nobody asked for you. Go away. You're not a real fighting game. And so there's a lot of, like hurt masculinity around the players in the community and stuff. And so, like, and then, like, all these incidents of controversy keep coming out, and so a lot of people freak out. It's like, oh, it's going to make us look bad and stuff. And more than that, it's just a lot of, like, you know, people being like, this has nothing to do with Smash Brothers. It's like, well, you know, it's just, like, it's exhausting. You know, that's almost why I didn't talk about it. It's just, like...
It's another one of these stories where there are people who are arbitrarily against something.
Right.
But strictly
against
because
it just because
a
it's
woman.
Pro-female.
Yeah.
Which gets exhausting after a while.
Yeah.
Like, you're almost... You get sick of having the conversation because it's just like, stop being an idiot.
Well, yeah, right? Like, I was just like, what? Like, there's almost no more of a discussion to be had because we've had it, and now it's just people who are purposely not listening.
Yes.
There's a lot of that.
And so, I mean, you know, I never really had a whole lot of respect for the Smash Brothers community in the first place. And
now you have less.
Yeah, like, this doesn't really do anything to endear me to their cause of attempting to be... And now, to be fair... They have come a long way in terms of their legitimacy. Like, I think they were on main stage, I think, at Evo for the first time ever this year.
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, it's unfortunately the sentence I'm about to say is unfortunate, and it is the usual sexism that is encountered in the gaming industry and more or less in culture at large right at these days. I felt the reason I didn't really bring it up because it was just one of those stories where I was like, well,
it's just too depressing.
We've been over this already.
Yeah.
Well,
let's go with the big news of the week. This beer is delicious.
That's something.
Miller Lite is pretty good.
No, this is Stone Imperial Russian Stout.
Yeah,
this is whatever. A man's beer, Jeff. You should drink
I've drank beer. It. I've drank it. Ain't nothing. Stouts, you know what beer? Stouts are?
Delicious. Fantastic.
I like stouts.
High ABV.
They're like a good substitute for coffee in the morning.
No.
That's a stout.
No, they're not. If you start drinking stouts in the morning instead of coffee, you're going to have problems. you're gonna end up
more,
attending
more
meetings.
Than I already
you're
have.
Gonna end up like in rehab. Yeah, they're not equivalent.
No, I don't know. I've never gotten the stouts, honestly.
This one is 10.8% ABV.
Yeah, they're usually strong.
Yeah.
But the last news story I have is from Tokyo Game Show happened last week, which I guess. I could have pulled a bunch of news from that since you guys didn't talk, but nice.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
That came all the way from Japan, that burp.
Yes, it did. The the Miyazaki was out there from Software talking about their future games. So they're working on three games. One is a new entry in Armored Core. Another is... what he says, something that will comply with expectations from fans in a straightforward manner. Which
what does that even mean?
Literally just means Dark Souls.
Oh.
No, but he said they said no more.
But then they made a lot of money.
This won't be Dark Souls.
No,
it'll
they
be
said
like,
this recently.
It'll be like,
I don't know.
Well,
this article is from
or
yesterday.
Green.
Yeah, like, what I would love Dark is if they just took it, like, that gameplay and slapped it onto in a sci-fi like a Dark Soulsian
no, yeah,
sci-fi
that'd be awesome.
Thing. Like, yeah, what I think he means by that is either they're going to make another Bloodborne or they're going to make something that is literally the exact same game as Dark Souls, but with a different wrapper around it. It just won't be Dark Fantasy anymore. And then the third, they said, is something new.
Maybe it'll be like futuristic like that. The Lords of the Fallen guys are making like a
yeah, is that
Cyberpunk
called Surge
one?
Or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe
can you imagine?
Birds, it will be called Lark Souls.
Dude, can you imagine? Can you imagine sci-fi Dark Souls? Oh my
yeah,
god!
Yeah, trust me.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've given a lot of thought to what something like that might look like because I would be very excited. But
anyways, though, from one day ago, this is a quote from Software. It's time to move away from Dark Souls franchise. And Dark Souls 3 marks the end for now.
For now.
Yeah, so until 2 years from now.
We like money.
We got 2 years.
We're coming back eventually.
2 years, they'll be like, here's Dark Souls 4!
No, they're just going to make another Demon Souls.
Demon Souls 2!
That'd be cool.
PS4 exclusive.
Yeah, I mean, Sony owns Demon Souls, so yeah.
Right.
Oh, man.
Or just an
cool.
HD remake of Demon's Souls, which a lot of people have wanted. They're just like, look, slap the online back in there and let people go to town. Yeah.
Have they taken away the online for Demon's Souls?
Yes. No, they have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that went offline a couple of years ago, I think.
Let's see. There's a 50-minute gameplay demo of Metal Gear Survive, if anyone cares. I'm just running through TGS news like real fast, like picking off things that might be interesting. There's not a whole lot. A lot of it was like, hey, you like JRPGs? You like fighting games? Here you go. There's a bunch of VR stuff. So it's weird in the way that you would expect Japanese VR games to be weird.
Oh, God. can you expect them to be weird in a particular way, or is it generally weird?
Yes.
Are they little girls? And
so, okay, let me give you an example here. The one that got a lot of articles is called Summer Lesson, and it is a romance game where you live with a Japanese high schooler.
Yep, that's pretty much what I expected.
Yeah.
Did I not just say a girl in a short skirt who's too young? Did I just say that?
Yeah,
you did.
Yep. And there was some Death Stranding news. In news in quotations where he just sort of like vaguely pointed to a release window, which I thought was hilarious. He used the Olympics as his grounding point. So, somebody asked him when it was going to be out, and he was like, it'll be out before the Olympics.
So
referring to the 2020 Tokyo Games.
Oh, Lord.
So I was like, there's Olympics in 2 years.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. But, I mean, well,
I don't expect it.
He said to go a little further. He says it will be. I'm not going to quote him directly because Kojima is frustrating occasionally. But the long story short is that he said the release date will be sometime during 2018. Or so, yes, like in the range of late 2018, early 2019.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Said he was joined on stage. So the longtime character designer Yoji Shinkawa, character designer from Metal Gear, who's also part of there. That's only interesting because I was wondering how many people he poached.
I would say he poached as a huge number.
Yeah, probably. I wouldn't be surprised if all of them. Like, if he just left, and then once their non-compete contracts were up, they just set up shop somewhere else. And then he said it will be a online multiplayer game, so they can be played solo, but like it will have kind of like a co-op mode in the way that Kojima does co-op, kind of in the way that the online it's all being very vague that he was talking about and stuff. You know, there'll be mechs in it because it's a Kojima game.
Right.
Right. It's not on a homegrown engine. It's on a third-party engine. That makes sense because, I mean, he basically spent a year traveling the world and visiting different studios before E3 this year, like visiting studios and checking out engines and stuff. So it makes sense that he's using I wouldn't be surprised if he's using something on, like, Sony's end, like maybe what Naughty Dog uses or Guerrilla or something like that. Since they're funding the game, more or less. I don't know. That was TGS in a nutshell. Vague Kojima news and creepy VR games.
Alrighty.
There was a cool Final Fantasy 15 trailer. Not that anybody really needed another one, but...
No, I don't need anything more on that game. I'm already ready for it.
Really excited for that game.
Does sound like you're going to need to adjust your power rankings a little bit because
God damn it, I know.
Kingdom Hearts not coming this year.
Even despite that, I've known that for a long time, but I leave it up there because there's nothing else this year I want to like every time my power rankings I put in there.
Sweet revenge.
Your revenge.
But I don't. Revenge against what? I don't think anybody realistically.
Why are you taking revenge against Peter?
No,
why?
Everything I love dies. And now someone else is...
Because you love terrible things. If you love better things, they wouldn't die.
Now that you mentioned power rankings, I should do the October ones.
Yeah, I didn't send anything out, but I did just update the sheet, so...
Like, I mean, I'm struggling so bad to put games in the power rankings, I put Battleship Brigade. And that's not probably even coming out this year.
I have to get Prominence Poker in my rankings and leave out Deus Ex. Sorry, Deus Ex.
Dropped off my October ranking.
So. Review is that it's finally going live tomorrow morning.
Cool. Next week, and this Don actually put me onto this, but next week I'll probably have something to say about the NES box.
What the fuck?
It is an HTML5 emulator that is accessible on the Xbox One.
Oh, that thing. Yes.
While you were talking about TGS, I actually uploaded all my ROMs to OneDrive so I can access them on the Xbox. I'm going to try that out. It evidently has full controller support. Don says it works pretty cool.
Hey, where do you get this stuff?
That's terrifying.
Fozzie snows. It's called the NES box. You have to go through the Edge browser.
That's right.
But evidently it originally was slated because you can download the app on the Windows Store. So there is an actual app that you can run, and it was slated to come out on the Xbox One, but Microsoft put the KO on that.
Hammer down.
Yeah. But this whoever's making this kind of refigured it and found a way to run it through HTML5 on the Edge browser, and it's fully accessible through the Xbox One, and you can access you load your ROM in from OneDrive into this HTML5 emulator, and you'll be able to play your games with controller support and everything.
I don't care. So. Stop. It's like an idiot.
I'm going all in, baby.
All right.
I hate it when that happens. Speaking of games that have to fall off power rankings, by the way, I noticed that everyone has South Park on their list from last month.
Yep. South Park is gone as well.
See ya.
Yeah.
You guys are all going to have to submit to the fact that Hearts of Iron 4 should be on all your lists.
I just put Dota on my
list. Might as well. I don't know. There's no other games. How about that Ezio collection?
What?
Bioshock collection.
Maybe.
I made my own Bioshock collection today. I just bought the first two.
Pokemon actually made it onto my my power rankings.
Yeah, I think
I had to cut a bunch of shit. Like, so it's like, oh, there's a bunch of stuff here that is either not coming out or I was not as enamored with as I thought I would be.
Yeah, that's kind of been the thing this year, and like I'm excited for so little the rest of the year. Looking at the
year sucks.
Oh my god. I'm having the best year ever. This is an awesome year.
I hate this year. Honestly,
that's because everything you loved and cared for in this life was killed and put into next year. But
yeah, look at everything that's awesome is next year. Like anything that comes out this year is not going to be better than Horizon Zero Dawn. It's just not going to happen.
Well, I'm not going to go.
I don't know if I would jump on that. It looks really good, but it's also coming from Guerrilla.
Right, so, they're good at making things look good.
Yeah,
and actually not good.
All we're getting though is a bunch of standard shooters. There's nothing that stands out.
I literally just go by a review schedule now to figure out what's coming out this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, Forza's in 4 days. Darkest Dungeon's on PlayStation 4 and Vita, by the way. That same day, if you guys are curious. Mafia's coming out. Mafia will be cool.
Mafia's on my list.
Yeah,
I got the review for that one. I'm vaguely excited for that one. Gears coming out.
On my list.
Dragon Quest Builders might be fairly interesting.
I'm interested by what I've heard of it.
Yeah.
No.
Civ 6, motherfuckers. Yes. Same day as Battlefield 1. I will be buying Civilization 6 instead of Battlefield 1 that day.
I will be buying both of those.
Titanfall 2.
Yep.
And then Skyrim remastered for consoles.
Yes.
Yep. And stuff. So, I mean, you know, I wouldn't say that it's just like your year of basic shooters and stuff. But obviously, you know, Call of Duty.
Hey, Cortana, record that.
We are recording it.
You know what? Record that.
We've recorded it.
Record it!
You know, I did watch the story trailer for Call of Duty. It actually looks vaguely interesting. I like the idea of Jon Snow there being the villain.
I haven't seen that yet.
It seems cool. If only their campaigns. I don't like the way they play. But...
Well, they're corridor shooters.
Yeah. Right? Maybe I'll play it on PC instead of a controller, and it'll be more fun.
I mean, it'll still be a corridor shooter. But.
No, sure, but I've played some of their campaigns on console before, and it just never felt right on a controller.
Mm. I mean, I have Dishonored 2 on my list. Watch Dogs 2 slipped on because I had to get rid of South Park, and
that game could be good.
I'm hoping it is. So
are we talking about Watch Dogs or South Park?
Watch Dogs.
Watch Dogs 2.
I wish they would if they fully embrace that sort of weird San Francisco douchebag tone, then if they embrace it and they don't just do it unironically, it could be fun.
Yeah, I mean, I have Final Fantasy 15 on my list. I'm sure that Jeff's not on Jeff's list at all.
So. Still number one.
But yeah, I all 9 of my 10 games on my October list are games that have not come out yet. So.
Wow.
That means everything sucked that you played. But you know what?
Well, not everything sucked. I'm just looking forward to these games more. Like I think.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what keeps going up on my list, though? And I think you do have to play... Well, I don't know if you'll like it as much, but The Witness, to me, keeps going up. Like, it's going to be higher on my list again.
So this is an option now for me. I'm thinking
about it.
I'm pondering.
I'm going to try it at some point before Game of the Year, so...
It's Black Friday. Pretty different. It's different, man.
Is it?
Yeah. And I have Doom here, which I want to try. That may make my list.
You haven't played Doom?
No, it's just sitting on my shelf.
Oh my god, it's so good.
What the
You've had it for a long time, too, haven't you?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Like, I feel like when Game of the Year comes down, it's going to come down between, like, Doom and Overwatch. For,
Doom is up there.
95% Doom is up there.
No.
I think the Witness
is what?
It.
What did you just say? 95% of people between
those
two.
Most people are going to...
No,
no. Those are the big two.
Most people who are named Peter.
Well, maybe us, but I feel like...
Do you mean in general? Like,
yeah.
Like
I mean, maybe some people may, like, get it in their head that The Witness is
I'm going to put this down for our site right now that those two games are not in the final two discussion.
Witness is in it.
Those games?
And it's a winner.
Neither of them.
Doom is definitely one of them. I feel like Doom is...
Oh, God, no. God,
Pokemon Go.
Overwatch is at my number 3 slot right now.
Yeah, I mean, like...
I'm still playing it.
It's not... neither of those would be my personal game of the year, but so far, at least.
Overwatch has declined greatly in my graces.
You might get one or two people who pick Uncharted, but...
Uncharted
this podcast.
No, I'm just thinking, like, in general. Like,
yeah,
like,
even...
Just
yeah.
Looking at, like...
Those one or two people are going to be Greg and Colin. That's going to be the only two fucking people.
Yeah.
I think that's the best game.
I mean, I really liked Uncharted.
It's good.
But...
It's really good, but, like, come on, really.
But it's not a best game?
I think
it's charted.
If the year ended in May,
yeah,
it may have been the best game.
Doom would have had it that
But,
year.
I mean, like, Fair Overwatch enough. Is a Blizzard game, so, like, just enough people are going to, like, get their rocks off on that fact alone that it'll be
places. And it still has a very strong population. They're
still playing
stuff. Yeah. I mean,
I would be totally okay with that. And I think Doom will win a lot just because it was one of those games that nobody expected to be nearly as fun as it was.
It's just pure. It's pure in what it is. Like,
yeah, I mean,
there's no bullshit
it knows itself better than any other game I've seen. Like,
yeah, it's a great game.
Stuff. But.
So we will. I mean, it's going to be interesting what we end up coming up with. But I think this has been a very strange year.
Yeah,
I think there's been
a lot.
What's
going to
be? Games, but
PSVR demo disc.
Well,
don't be surprised when I'm arguing it.
I mean, you can argue it. We will listen to your arguments, Jeff.
Yeah, I was going to say, based on the fact that the rest of us will not have VR, I think you automatically lose.
No, it's an automatic win because no one else, you know, I can tell
you
total
lies. You can pick the best game for PSVR. We'll let you do that. We will leave that to you.
Yeah. You'd have an entire category, Jeff.
I'm still gonna want to vote on it.
That's fine.
You can vote. There'll be one vote. It'll be Jeff's vote.
Second that motion. Yeah.
Jeff, all right. Jeff and his ego and his superego can all debate over this.
I don't know. I'm, like, so torn on VR.
My beer is gone, guys. My beer is empty.
I'm still really afraid to try it because if it makes me sick, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I'm still so torn on.
You should get it.
Do I get Mafia 3? Do I get Mafia 3 or Titanfall 2? Because I'm getting the other two shooters. So
get
do you
Mafia.
Want?
Tell me
you
that.
Want to play with us?
But he's getting Battlefield 1, so we will have
him
play. And he's getting Call of Duty.
I feel
Gears.
Like at the end of the day, we're going to play a lot of Battlefield 1. We're going to play a lot of Gears.
Yeah.
I'm not getting Gears. I'm done with it.
Gears is going to be excellent.
Gears will be good.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I hope it's good.
Yeah, I mean, if your choice is Mafia 3 or Titanfall 2, as much as I love Titanfall 1, I would say maybe Mafia 3. It's something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only reason I held back on that also because I think it's right around VR, so it's like...
It's the 7th, yeah. It might be the same day.
But VR might be like a 10-minute, like, that was cool, and now I need a game to play, so...
It's definitely going to be that. Yeah. I mean, you're getting a demo disc with it. Like,
yeah. I'll get Rez, I think, too. I think that's a launch game.
Also not a long game, though, so...
Yeah, it's like an hour.
Yeah. Then there's nothing wrong with that. It's just like that.
No, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I think it'll be awesome.
Did you end up getting Battlefront on a PS4?
No.
Star Wars thing?
No, but I think I will at some point just for that, yeah.
We were talking about VR, that reminded me. There was a new Resident Evil 7 trailer as well that's out there. And they updated the demo with like the new stuff from the trailer as well, so I think there's like some more puzzles.
I don't have Plus, so I still can't play it.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's shitty.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. We'll be back next week. Jeff and I will have Forza Horizon 3.
Oh my god, I'm taking a day off for it, bro.
All right,
ahead of you. I'm gonna have all the cars.
That's intense.
That's a lot of cars, Jeff.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just buy it tomorrow, and then I'll be way ahead of
you. Oh, wait. Are you going to do that?
No. I really like Horizon, but I'm not paying $100.
Yeah, that's a bit much, right? Yeah.
Like, especially since I'm going to be doing that for Gears in 2 weeks. So,
is there like a pay the more money to get it early?
Ultimate Edition that comes with the Season Pass and some other knickknacks and shit.
Gotcha.
But if you get that version, you also get access to it 4 days early. So
oh shit! How much is that version?
$100.
God,
I'm gonna get it at Best Buy, so it'll be $80.
Right.
They should do that with Final Fantasy. I'm already paying $80 for that game, so that's another $20.
There you go. Release it early. All right, we will be back next week with Fozzie's news.
Oh, I hope so.
Bring your nose back here, Fozzie. We need it.
Yes.
Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff.